husband of one wife. There exist many interpretations of this statement, a husband of one wife. First, no successive polygamy or many consecutive lawful wives. Second, no simultaneous polygamy. Third, on the other hand, there were some extreme tendencies among ancient interpreters that Paul implies that all bishops, priests, and deacons should be married. This tendency was mentioned by St. John Chrysostom in his interpretation of the first epistle to Timothy, saying, "Some, however, claim that this is said that the clergy should be the husband of one wife. Paul does not lay down marriage as a mandated rule for all clergy, but he prohibited them from becoming polygamous. Paul says this to stop the mouths of those heretics who condemned marriage. He shows that it is not an unholy thing in itself, but so far honorable that a married man might ascend the holy throne." In chapter 4, verse 3 of Timothy, Paul contends against those who forbid marriage to Christians because everything created by God is good. Since marriage is blameless, the church chose mainly her minister from among married people. Sexual failures. Many churches have set a policy includes a careful planned procedure designed to ensure that allegations of sexual misconduct by clergy are taken seriously. In the Antiochian Orthodox Archdiocese of North America, the policy of sexual misconduct is defined as one of or more of the following. First, sexual harassment in a situation where there is pastoral employment, mentor or colleague relationship between persons involved. Second, sexual exploitation, including but not limited to the development or the attempt to develop a sexual relationship between a clergyman, lay employee or volunteer, and a person with whom he or she has a pastoral professional relationship, whether or not there is apparent consent from the individual. Third, sexual abuse or sexual molestation of any person, including but not limited to any sexual involvement or sexual contact with a person who is a minor or who is legally incompetent. Fourth, sexual relations and or conduct by a cleric or lay worker which violates the teachings and or canons of the Orthodox Church and or violates vows of celibacy and of marriage.